Well, the New South Wales Labor Party is enduring an uncomfortable grilling in front of the Independent Commission Against Corruption. Lurid tales of large sums of money being handed over in shopping bags and devious schemes to disguise substantial donations from Chinese businessmen have emerged on the second day of the inquiry. There's been particular focus on a Chinese Friends of Labor fundraising dinner in 2015, where false donor identities were used to obscure the real source of funds, and with now exiled Chinese billionaire Huang Zhangmao. Rob Osborne has more.
Undue Chinese influence on Australian society has become a major concern in recent weeks, with the New South Wales Education Department deciding to withdraw from the collaborative arrangements with the Confucius Institute. Now New South Wales Labor is implicated in a major scandal over funding from Chinese sources and is being investigated by the Independent Commission Against Corruption. I spoke to Dr. Stuart Jackson, lecturer in Australian politics, and asked him first what powers ICAC possesses.
Well, they're quite broad, keeping in mind that there's already been some investigation via the New South Wales Electoral Commission, which is what began all of this. But ICAC, being then informed, has an investigative and a compulsory power, power of compulsion upon people to provide evidence. So it's much stronger than, say, just the Electoral Commission, which can't compel people per se. So it has this investigatory power. Usually the investigations take a period of time, maybe 18 months, 2 years, before they come to fruition. And of course they're done in complete secrecy. When we hear about it is usually when the prosecutions are actually starting, and that's when something actually happens.
Reportable political donations in New South Wales are sums in excess of $1,000. For example, documents published on New South Wales Labor Party website show a donation of $4,400 from the Electrical Trades Union on the 28th of May 2019. I asked Professor Jackson about the rules governing donations.
The important part about the amounts is that they are separate. New South Wales Electoral Commission has a separate set of rules from the Australian Electoral Commission. So you are reporting at once to two authorities, particularly for a party like Labor, Liberal, National, Greens or One Nation, where they have registrations in both the federal and the state sphere. And this also allows for transfers of money or donations that might be made to the federal party then being channeled back through to the state party as a state transfer.
Arguably, New South Wales Labor Party lost office because of its history of various forms of corruption. Would you see these investigations as a continuation of that unfortunate tradition?
Very much so. Simple fact is that both major parties need the donations from developers or whoever, from business, to maintain themselves. The cost of elections is so high, and even with caps on spending as you have in New South Wales, you still have to generate a large amount of money to be able to run a campaign effectively. And then, of course, you have federal elections where you have uncapped elections, and so you actually really need to generate great deals of funds so that you can spend enough to potentially outspend the other side, as it were. So, cost of elections is rising nationally. Even if New South Wales is capped, there's still a need for large amounts of money up front, particularly as the New South Wales election has now disaggregated federal from state to local in terms of what money can be used for what kind of election.
How damaging could this investigation be for both state and federal Labor parties?
It's potentially more damaging for state Labor because it's once again been caught out trying to get around the election laws. That said, I think in some parts people accept that, you know, political parties are trying to get around particular kinds of laws dealing with them. They haven't gone out and killed someone. They haven't gone out and deliberately changed laws that get workers killed or whatever, or taken money away from people through workers' compensation changes. So in that sense, it's somewhat remote. It's not directly affecting most people. But yes, it certainly gives the impression about, well, this is what they do all the time, isn't it? This is the Labor Party writ large.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, lecturer in Australian politics at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Rob Osborne.